1975, the inflation rate in Britain was over 20%. And in March 76, the Prime Minister, Harold Wilson, resigned. He'd had enough. Join the club. I was engaged to a wonderful girl and about to get married. Several months before, I had a job that required me each day in the freezing winter rain to get a bus down the Strand in London past Australia House, which had a very long front display window showing just sand, blue sky, and a single deck chair with a sun umbrella. I applied to go to Australia, was accepted, and stuffed the acceptance forms in the back of the drawer. One day, after losing another job and drinking too much, I told my beloved that the wedding was off. I was going to go to Australia. Next Friday. "What's the matter, mate?" said a neighbour. "Ain't the Foreign Legion taking any recruits this year?" I hadn't thought of them. The plane touched down in Sydney Airport, and I stepped out to the evening sky. I was blown away. There were a million purple pillow clouds stretching to the horizon, tinged with gold from the setting sun. In London, the sky was a gap between two buildings. Here it went on forever. I wandered through the quiet airport halls and got into a taxi. "Where are you going, mate?" "Sydney." "Yeah, where in Sydney?" "Can you take me to a hotel downtown somewhere, please?" "Right, I can take you to a hotel. Cost you around $100 a night. I'll get a nice taxi fee. And what's more, the guy on the front door will bung me another $20 for bringing you there. Or, see that little red minibus down there? For $15, he'll drop you off at a cheap hotel. Thanks very much." The bus dropped me at the little hotel in King's Cross. I checked in and decided to go for a walk. Lots of bright lights around here. A lady stepped out of a doorway. "Want to come across, dear?" "This is amazing," I said. "I've been in Australia for 1 hour and 45 minutes, and you are the first non-official Australian I've met." "Well," she said, "it'll still cost you $40. So, do you want to come across, dear?" No thanks," I said. I stayed there a week or so and decided to go looking for a place to live. Sydney Morning Herald said there's a cheap room in a house in George Street that was REDFN, refurnished. This is a bargain, and I know George Street, it's right in the city centre. So I went to the address. The place was a bank. A bit strange. I stopped a taxi and said, "I was trying to find this house with a room refurnished. Here, look." The taxi driver said, "REDFN, that's not refurnished, mate, that's Redfern." "Oh, can you take me there, please?" We went there. I knocked on the door, which was opened by a fresh-faced university girl. The room was high up. The guys living there were down, the pub as usual. It was my kind of place. Australia was my kind of place.